Nāmbu lāngjī kūhāṁ sāngshū tā, dāna shīngi tā, chokpa nyingba tsū rī, ngwashī nyingba tsū rī, dāna shīngi kāshī sārpa nyingba tā, dā ngwashī apa nāma shīpa sāngma lā, thongma tāshī tēlē shūyā yīn.
And so old friends here, people we've known a long time, and also some new people he hasn't seen before, so first of all, that
this Tashidelix, welcome to
everyone. And so he's get closer and closer to all the people he's known, you know, with each year. So very good.
And
we're all getting older and older together.
다 동물 되는 거랑 저 자워단 주빌라마라 솔데 안 도시 장농마지 랜드 소로 나주인
And so first of all, that we all do together the Doji Chang Tungma prayer to the root Lama and the lineage.
장첸 대로나 Marambamela Jengambamba Dizoy Shedja Kenjengararamamba Jishi Yeah.
Jesus,
So he has absolutely nothing to say about the benefits or experience of meditation, so we'll just sit here with our eyes closed. So whatever kind of practice, meditation one does, the basis of it is the shamatha and vipassana meditation, the stability and insight meditation. And so it's described, you know, like by Shantideva, it's Bodhicharyavatara, and by Ngochu Tome, it's the practices of the bodhisattvas. And what they say is that the vipassana, the insight that is accompanied by the shamatha, that defeats the kleshas, the afflictions. So well, you've been practicing, you know, for many years, practicing shamatha for many years, also practicing like vipassana for many years, and so, you know, you people who have like the this like experience and accomplishment of meditation. So, you know, Tokudamchu will explain a little bit, but you know that his what he understands or his experience from it may not, you know, may not be the same as what you have.
Then taking a Peter Laya Kandishubayin, Shudukapsula, Mikasha Sarba Yore, Dezula, Anne, Combatangboyan, Pokogutu, Kashin Yingba Yore, Anne, Tose Kashe, La Lepsare, Dezu Tose Tangbuna, Combatjabi Mare, Sedoinaya.
Anyway, and so He's from what to? He was asking Peter what. I thought he was asking me, and I didn't. I didn't say anything. I just said, "Tell them everybody don't meditate; you'll go crazy." So that's another question. He asked the other Peter. I see now. I understand. You got a sensible answer. Then he said he might warn them: don't meditate; you'll end up like me. But anyway, no. He said so. He asked Peter, the sensible Peter. What he should say. And so he said there'd be lots of different people coming to the meditation who are on all sorts of different stages. You know, some people here are at a very high stage, you know, and some who are new, who are right at the, you know, the beginning at the bottom. And so he'll give an explanation, you know, that will be good for those who are new or at the beginning.
Tajdangi ane shine komkobe chumtsende karre sinda ta kongla ya shine rabdo tembe lagdong ki nyomo nambar chumba shechines tene shine tembo jay mena ane lagdong ki dame tobe sherabde gyula chege mares dame tobe sherabde gyula manye na ngaranzo korwa tongma meba ne kale tre tegende kale meba sotoke mares shegyore.
So why do we meditate? And so it says that with the insight of Vipassana that is accompanied by Shamatha will defeat the kleshas, the afflictions of the mind. So in order to meditate, one needs to have this stability of Shamatha meditation. And without that stability, then we won't be able to have that insight, which is the wisdom of selflessness. And if we don't realize the wisdom of selflessness, we won't be able to eliminate, to bring to an end that which has caused us all our difficulties, you know, throughout beginningless samsara.
That comes from Korwagin, Zawante, Decha, Shedang, Demo. Last of all, yes.
And so the root of samsara is, you know, attachment and aversion and ignorance.
Then the end, chaso nyumba deso meba tanyela kareku shinedang ladongus.
And so, what do we need to eliminate those three? What we need is to have shamatha and vipassana meditation.
Dang korvet sawan denzin sanamindu dalzin sanamindu denje de ne denzin marik ba de dene chomela kare korasna dene dadu meba dame to be sharap ge chom go gyore.
So what do we need to the root of samsara is belief in a self, the attachment to a self. So what is needed in order to overcome that? And what we need is to have the wisdom that realizes selflessness.
Ta tamme tobe sheram de gyula chebar cheba la ngundu ane sem nyambar shago re.
So in order to develop that wisdom of selflessness, then first the mind has to be able to rest in meditation.
Tan de yin de ani dang me do be she ra de ga la de ne che go re s na de ne ting ye jing gom ba la de ne de ne ting ye jing gi nu ba la sa na mi ndu de la de ne de ne ne lu de zo ya bo de ne te be she ra sam be she ra de ne gom be she ra la de ne rang gi gyo la
So, in order to have that wisdom of selflessness, then one needs to have meditation. Meditation, develop a samadhi, state of meditation. And one needs to have like the understanding that comes from hearing the Dharma, from then the understanding that comes through contemplating the Dharma, and then the understanding that comes through meditation. And then through that, one will be able to accomplish or realize this wisdom of selflessness that realizes that the self has no reality, no existence.
당 가시 가시 공부 랍라 때네 아니 다음에 또 베세람데 아니 갈라간잠제 모트바 요레 요나양 템보요 마레 마르멜라 왜 요레데 롱망보 잠나 마르메 왜데 야보살 두고 마레 레가 제 두고 마레 데나신기 검디 데서서 모트나양 아니 모트네 잠마드드 아니 템보요 마레
And so there are a few, some people who, through high, you know, have a high level of meditation, and then they get the recognition, direct recognition of the true nature. But normally this is something that is not stable, that one needs to have this stability of meditation. Otherwise, it's like a butter lamp, like a candle flame. So the candle flame is bright, but if there is a wind blowing, then it will not illuminate, it will not function properly. And so if one has this direct introduction to the nature, to true nature, then still one needs to continue with meditation.
Tene kabre yo kabre me ta tende tabo chadu kabzula dhaadu zimbi nimbu shukchumbu chakdu kuyo mare dhaadu zimbo di meba dhaandu kuyo mare kun nenzo nenzo kabre kabre goyan nema dhubo ta tende chakyo re
And so if one has had this understanding or this realization of the true nature, but it's not stable, one doesn't have the stability. So sometimes one has that understanding and sometimes one doesn't. Then that understanding will not be powerful enough to act as a remedy against this attachment to the self, will not be able to overcome it or eliminate it.
Then Dean, do you any check? That damet of a sheram jula jabber 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 la Mundu, any shine yaboji, comgure, any shine comna, caripengere. Then do you jundu, aran so ye, semla, namdo, ragba kazuji togure, tower kazuji togure, my simba kazure, my masimba kazure, the zuki tug dene.
And so what benefit do we get from having this meditation? That for to have this wisdom of selflessness, first one has to have a good shamatha. And from the benefit of that is that normally that in our mind there are all kinds of thoughts that come up, very evident thoughts, very subtle thoughts. Sometimes one recognizes when it's having these thoughts, sometimes one doesn't. But these thoughts disturb the mind, you know, make it unstable.
Kashela, Tangwake, Tenen Tilatene, Lemang Bosagure, Tenen Lemang Bosabola Tene, Tebu, Tungal Yongure, Tenechi, Tan Kashi Chakba, Ke Yatu Yore, Chakba Yembake Banan, Tia Tebu Tungal Yongre, and Chakba Lianchi, Sangwa Tenen, Negam Timbu Timbuki, Tewain Kikre,
Chakba
Nimbo,
Chu
Chakba Latene, Tebu.
So we have, you know, these thoughts arising in our mind, you know, and sometimes we recognize them, sometimes we don't, and then these thoughts that arise in our mind, we have thoughts of believing that things are very real and solid, so there are thoughts of attachment and thoughts of aversion, and through those thoughts then we accumulate karma, and from that karma that we we obtain the result of suffering. So therefore when there are these thoughts of attachment arise, then this vivek, it's like negative, and the mind becomes negative, and because of creating a negative cause, then we'll get the bad result.
Gandhara kiran sangma kum jebkin shadare, kum jemba shadare, namdo kazu jegyo badine, pajir kiran soyke, sebu sejang hagu gyore, dindu nish, ngale jang jikjina kiran so, tazakulla, manga, kingyu gyore samgidu.
So anyway, but you are all, you know, meditators, experienced meditators here, and so you know you're aware of how many the thoughts that arise in your mind. You can see all that very clearly, and you can do that much better than he can.
Dan namdo tsane menani ane tela tenzin shu tenzin tsane kegi mare tenbar zimba namdo mena
namdo mena
tenzin yo mare tenbar zimba
tenbar zimba yo. Then if there are no thoughts arising at all, then there's no fixation or attachment to reality.
Ta nyomba namdo la tene tene sangenge ta tobo sanai mendo ten mangbo che kegyore te sangbo choso nyembe choso ten de yabore te dobore te nga kagi tu te kagi mendo sane te kasala cha megasala tene tang ta dende de yong de gyore ten chemar chemba yong gyore.
Then if anyone has these thoughts arising, then you have the thoughts of something being good, something being bad, liking and disliking, so aversion and attachment. So then there is this grasping or belief in things as real. And so in some texts it says thoughts are like great ignorance, and they throw you into the ocean of korwe jamso, ocean of samsara.
Ta namdo la shenjing chabi wangge na korwa le tartub gyo mare ne korwe tsawa gyo gyo.
And the attachment, the power, through the power of attachment, one will not be liberated from samsara, so the cause of samsara. If the thoughts are very strong, then the mind cannot be at peace.
Then the end, Aran Samje, Serap Korowa, Toma Mebane. And dada bardola ne namdola gomsing di namdola bakcha shukchumbu jisemla shasha yore.
So throughout, you know, for many lives, throughout, you know, beginningless samsara, we have become habituated to having these thoughts.
Dan diende ngaranzo da jidan shinne seyade da sim mibala tsajik du ne deba chikla namdo kanyang meba tene tindachi shiwa la ne deba chikla kogyo re tene mibala tsajik du ne nai re yamana de maungi toba meba tatawe sheba kanla rangba ne deba chikla kogyo re tene ngaranzo kalakha boyo re namdo ki lamzang barche gyo re.
And so generally for doing the shamatha practice, for we rest with our mind focused one pointedly on an object without other thoughts, just resting peacefully, also without any thoughts about the past or the future, but just naturally resting in the present. And so that is something which is difficult in the beginning, not something one can just do straight away.
And so Tibetan for shamatha is shine, which is made of two words,
and so the first word is peace, which means that there's no longer any harm from the kleshas, or from the afflictions. So it's been like pacified. And the other one is to rest or remain, which means that the mind rests or remains upon whatever it is focused upon.
That's hamsam la ting zin say regure. Ting sanatine kawashana digan la netoba meyowa, namdogi meyowa. Tatinichilla ting san zin sana kawashasa digan la detoba tang, the net namdo shindu, trimajoba shin, send the shindu maying butabacha congure, shindu madamba.
And then there's samadhi, and that in Tibetan is called ting zin. And so the word ting means that the mind is able to rest, remains on what it is focused upon without deviating from it. And the zin, which really means to hold, means that remaining upon that, there are no other thoughts or distractions that arise. It's able to remain on that object.
Ma sadyogan latine je shiwa to je kugyo sare ta sadyogan lat ne ba tene shiwe ngal la rangshin de to ba ne ne sa na ya sem de rang ba lu to ba.
And when one says shamata, and in Sanskrit and shinne in Tibetan, so the same thing with shamata, that shama will be equivalent to the shi, meaning like peace, the mind is at peace, and the ta is the stability, that just being able to naturally rest on that object and remain upon it.
Tangaranzo gom jabdu ene namdo mebade kangal chembore namdo yebade kangal chungjungre
namdo yena
namdo yebade nganzo kale jaumun rajing yongdegedo.
So when we are meditating and it's difficult to have no thoughts, but it's easy to have thoughts, they just come naturally.
Tandindu ngaranzula rawang meba sugiore sugi namdoki rawang meba namdoki shiwando songbares.
And so it's like we are not like we are kind of powerless, we are not free or independent, and that's because we are under the power of the thoughts.
Namdo shuki ngaranzula sula nendigure ta sem korangi yundendi shiwa wesalwa ta kare naya dede la rawa me basogure namdogi
shiwa to sawa de
ta sem gi yunden shiwa de zoyang shiwa me basogure namdo ma mo chane chugu chane da.
And so the harm that comes from having all these thoughts is that these qualities of the mind, like the peace of the mind and the clarity of the mind, that these qualities are prevented by the thoughts because they disturb the mind. So in that way, one is powerless.
Then the semi ranshin shiva lupa de aranzo tom mitupa dang jal mitupa de sui sabares na aranzo nyomongbe bakchaki kenlatene.
And so the reason why you're not able to encounter this state of peace and relaxation is because of these the thoughts, and the thoughts caused by the afflictions that disturb the mind. And so what we need to do to not be like this way powerless is we need to meditate and have the mind resting, naturally at rest, and to recognize the thoughts as they arise. When we recognize these thoughts, not to follow these thoughts or become engaged in them, because if we do that, then we become under the power of the thoughts.
Tan din du, ane che kruwa tongma meba ne, ane nga ranzu la, ane namdo mangbo che kye te kyo re, kye te na ya namdo te so kye song sam tonang che kyo mara namgyo ngan zu ta kom jab du, ane tonang che le kyo re.
And so, through our beginningless samsara, we have been creating thoughts, and usually we don't really take any notice of what thoughts are arising, but then when we meditate, then we do notice what these thoughts.
Tang aranzo kamsum korwandila sanamindu retu kanto da songnyang namdo ane mangboji kyete gyure namdo gi ane kamsum korwala tang rbes na mare enayang namdo la zimbo shune ane aranzo kamsum korwanala korko baso gyure.
And so there's the three realms of samsara, or the six classes of existence of samsara, and so these kind of existences are created by the thoughts, and in that that through the fixation or attachment to those thoughts that creates these results in these existences in the three realms.
Ta yang namju chidang gi chine komdu kapsula namdo meba cham ta namdo ki wang do majorwa cham sim hleba ta tende la ya ne tu na chine ta tende chi yong gi chine di insare.
So usually when we say shamatha, that means like not having thoughts or not being under the power of thoughts, but being able to be in this relaxed and stable state, and then that's shamatha.
Dang aranzu chaje chenbu gombe kapso la den namdo mebala yunden dang namdo kebala kyundo nigar tae yo mares den de tae an simba nigar pangores den de simba mebate ko gore.
And but in Mahamudra meditation, then we don't see the like thoughts or the arising of thoughts as being a fault, so we don't have that fixation on thoughts as being a fault either, so it should be free of this fixation or attachment.
Dan chubo ka ju je lama jawa yangkun ba ge song na den je namdo nepala nepa rewa je den namdo je yong sam ne do ba dan den je ne kom jab de kang la den je na ne kom yang ma re se re do dan den na kom ju le je ma re se re do me ba je go gur re.
And so a great lama in the Drukpa Kagyu tradition called Yang Gunpa, that he said that if one is has a hope, if one is hoping to be without thought and is afraid that thoughts are going to arise, then one is not going to have meditation. That's not, one is not going to develop meditation, because meditation is something which should be without either hope or fear.
Dan de yin de ne ji re do ni dan zhao we ani rang ba la le ne xia ba de la ani xin ne ta rang ba ka la ne tu ba de la xin ne se ge re.
So to be free of hope and free of fear, and for the mind to just naturally at rest, that natural resting is what's called shamatha.
Dan din de ene sem korangi ranshin se na mindu sem ge yunen se gen de ene ranshin ge ranshin tong ba im ba la ane yunen ji ya me ba ma im ba tam ji she de gen tam ji ha go de gen da sal sem ge ranshin we sa wa se gen de da den de ji yo re den de ya ha go shi do la den ya ji ngō mātru bāyāndu sāldōng sōngchū sēng tā sāmi kōrāngi yuñdēn tāpati tēndē chē yōre tā tēndē kāng lā nē tūm nā tēndē shīnē tsīnyi bāchā kī yōre ngō shē bā hā kō bāchā nē.
There's the nature of the mind, this, the qualities of the nature of the mind, and so the mind itself has this nature of emptiness, and And this is not an emptiness that is just like nothingness. There's also the knowledge, being able to know everything. It has this clarity and brightness of the mind. So if we know that nature of the mind, we know this union of clarity and emptiness. And if knowing that unity of clarity and emptiness, we can just rest in that, then that is the true or genuine shamatha.
Da tenje ki semje yunden sina yare semje ranshin de ane ha gobre je bala tena kare gore da gom jab gore mana kale jab gore chundu som gore mana chuzu chingni kamakashi ta gom jab gyeolo sozo de ba samje yunden de ton tobie yo mares.
And so those are the qualities of the mind, or the nature of the mind. So how can we know those qualities or that nature of the mind? What we have to do to know that is to meditate. So we have to diligently meditate. We have to work hard at meditating. It's just a few hours of meditation or a few minutes of meditation is not going to enable us to see those qualities.
Tan deyen du semje ane ranshin shiwa lhoba majoba de ane che namdo le deba re ane namdo ki yul le deba ta tende che neki yunen de ane dasha ki tomba shakya toba tang ane sozo jibu tamalba ki gyula nila kebar yo ma re semje nelo de la yundengi chane naire sangye yo mare tachi nawa gi chane ya kyabare yore
karigi chi par
chi nawa nangi yundeng chale kyabare yo mare chi nawa kyengi chale kyabare
chi gi nawa
chi ta ngana thong de re de me ki sok thong ya yora da de chi nawa ro
chi gi nawa
nawa la kyabare to us
nawa la chi par to
nangi yundeng la kyabare me to us hago masong
hago so nangi
Appearance.
Oh, Chirtangi.
Chirtangi. Now all the
Chabrayores. The true nature of the mind is that it's like a state of peace and relaxation which transcends thought. It transcends being an object of the thought. And so the Buddha said there's no difference. You know, in terms of the mind, you know, just like the mind of ordinary people and so on, there's no difference in the nature of the mind. So there's no difference in the nature of the mind, and just where I got stuck there. But there is a difference with external appearances. So there's no difference in the nature of the mind, but in external appearances, there's differences.
The chi nawalas namdo gitone cabriore number toba.
So, but the difference is, I see. So, the difference is in terms of the outer phenomena is through thoughts.
Tangaranzo namdo ge jesu shu jesu sung kaduina namdo korangi wangdu chimbare.
So, when we follow thoughts, become engaged in thoughts, fall into the power of thoughts.
Deneng aransula rangla rawang zawan yomare namdo korangir wangja wang yotang ta wangdo shodro yore.
Then we don't have any, you know, power. We've lost our power because we are then under the power of our thoughts.
Ta tembo trupe tembo madrup shindula nganzu tembo trupe ba zengyore.
And so that although things have no reality, then we think that they do have realities, then we fall under the power of this belief in things as real.
ta ten chup jin nam do me ba de ngan zu le yo ma re ngan zu la ten bar chim ba ta yo bar chim ba ta tila shen ba shu ne ta ten de lo de yo re ngan zu la.
And so first what we have is we have this attachment and fixation on things as being real, on this belief in reality.
Ta ume ki kab su la chö tam che ane ten bar chup be ne sheje kamla yo mares tende shege yore ume nangla chö tam che ten bar madru bares ten bar chup be sheje ane sheje kamla chikjan yo mares zambulin gang chikjan yo malamda kadra.
And in the middle way, in the Madhyamaka, so there's phenomena have no reality. There's nothing that is known or perceived that has any reality in terms of worldly phenomena.
Tāyāng kāshē kī tēngi rī, ngē shīnē kōmyā tī nāmdō tē mēbā sōyā yīn, tēnē nāmdō tē chūng rū tāyā yīn sāmnē yāng tēndē kī tsīmbā jīk shū tē kio rī.
Then some people have this attachment to fixation of thinking, you know, that through meditation that I am going to reduce my thoughts, I'm going to eliminate thoughts.
Ta namdo chumbi namdo mebar sebe tabla ane shine gombayena de chage chimbo ki shine yangda chage yo mare.
So if in one's meditation one is overcoming thoughts or eliminating thoughts, then that is not the, you know, the shamatha of Mahamudra.
Ta de kunlong number da ba chagyo mare.
And that's not also not a the genuine, the true motivation, the correct motivation.
Ta chagye chenbyo ka la namdo koranya o yene madruba saldung sungju gi namba la semgi ranshin gi zalam tene tende semgi yunen chigla gokyo re namdo de.
So in the Mahamudra then thoughts primordially are this union of clarity and emptiness, and they have no reality. But they are these qualities of the mind.
That day in the Namdo Koran Yang, the name Ngo Ranshin Je Madruba, and the Tempa Truba Meba, Yimba La, Yimba Ngo Shche Gukuyo Res. Chagye Chimbyo Kabla.
So these thoughts have no reality of their own, then in the Mahamudra that is what one has to recognize.
Ta namdo korayang chungi dang kaga che yo mare namdo de doja pa yosha ye samje nelo de yakbo chu chubye ta tende che yo mare ngola.
And so these thoughts, they're not separate or different from the true nature. So it's not that if to eliminate or get rid of these thoughts in order to realize the true nature.
Dan de yin du ane namdo sang bu jian na ya re ngem bu jian na ya re ya bu jian na ya re do bu jian na ya re ga wi nam ba jian na ya re me ga wi nam ba jian na ya re de zo tam je ane ji chun yi ji rang xin yin ba de ngo xie go re de zong de dan ba zu ba me ba.
And so whatever thoughts one is having, whether good thoughts, bad thoughts, you know, pleasure, displeasure, like or dislike, that one has to recognize that the essence is the true nature of the mind.
So those
of you here who have the experience of Mahamudra will know this. We've, you know, reached a high level of Mahamudra.
Da tin du ane che tanda namdo de ngaranzula kangal te gore sem machi basoe mate basoe da dezo kibu dang setile na yang kibu dang debo dang da yakbo yong che du la gari ko gore nen number to ba nge ba tam ji ji gu gu yore den nen ji nam do de chung de zhu gu gu yore an rab ji gom ba la den nam do ko ran yang den nen wo ye ne zhu ba me ba den nen sal dong zong zhen ba wo xie na den nen zhen ji den nen ci qi ma la yang de wa nen de wa la zhu tu ba den nen gom ba ya bu ye na ji zhen me la re ba na jin 세제 르직라야 산제고만 로드바다 도도고만 남이나신 영도교레
So it's these thoughts that create difficulties for us, make us unhappy. So in order in this life to be happy, then what we need is to be able to pacify like negative thoughts, reduce the number of thoughts, and then realize that the essence of thoughts is that they are without reality, that they are this union of clarity and emptiness. And if one can do that, then one will become happier and happier from the next life and with each successive life. And if one can meditate really well, then like Milarepa, one can attain Buddhahood within one lifetime.
Tan de indu en chran samo komnyung baya mangbo yore kom manyung baya na tenen chi shine komdu kapsula ane namdo mangbo chegire namdo mangbo cheyondu tenen megi yuldo su tonggere ka to gu mare nawe yedo dra to gere an dra de meba tang to gu mare tenen dina shin gi tanye bolayang khala shin bu shin bu so sagan de ne na nawe yedo chobaya ne ti shin bu tende ya
So, many of you here have meditation experience. Then maybe there are some who don't have much meditation experience, and so thinks that when you meditate, then there are many thoughts that will arise, but you can't stop these thoughts that come up, and you can't stop seeing things, and when there are sounds, you hear sounds, you can't stop hearing sounds, and maybe there's some food being cooked nearby, and so there may be a nice smell of food that you can experience, or you might be sitting near the bathroom and you might be feeling a very bad smell, so you can't just eliminate those, and so you just recognize what is happening, and you don't try and think this is good, this is bad, this is nice and this is not nice. So one is just recognizes what is occurring without any fixation or judgment.
Da komba yapo yena namdo koran saldong ge ngola la chong ne de gore namdo koran ge ka ge sa de ne sa de tro sa de meba ne ha namdo koran ge samne de ngola ta de de ngola ra shin gi ye to re namdo sin de ge ge kala de ma re sambo de na de neng kala de ma re chu chu de ma re kama kha sha kha sha sa gen kha sha kha sha de ne ye to re ta je su thang de na de ne che je la che ta chung chung ga la de de je yin de de su yin de ki bur de de tang yin tan de de je na mang bo mang bo mang bo ta kama mang bo de de re
and if one's meditation is good, and one is able to see that this union of clarity and emptiness, which is the nature of thoughts, then with good meditation, one just maintains that understanding. One sees that thoughts have nowhere that they arise from, nowhere where they are actually present, and nowhere that they go to. And so with recognizing those thoughts, then these thoughts, when they naturally appear, then they vanish, one doesn't become involved or engaged in them. So these thoughts just disappear, they don't remain. But if one becomes involved in them, then starts thinking, that, when I was little I did this, and then there was that, and then so one can become engaged in, a thought that can then remain for a long time, for minutes.
That is simple. Yes, and oh, that color of which you are some dealer, some long botana, then a drogoto, then a simba de tapsan on the left, then a shady girl, come japsala yomare.
All right, if this is a nice smell comes, nice smell of food, then you start thinking of food, you start feeling hungry, your mind goes into the kitchen, and there's no meditation.
Ta kanta namdo kaang shar son na yang sharba di ngun zimba che ne di je su tang yang ma re.
So basically whatever thoughts arise that one recognizes them and doesn't become involved with them.
Ta di korang ha gozam jine de na rangbab kande semde kande le shang na yang ama ta rangbab le shege na rangbab le de na rangbab le ma she na ta nam jun yang shenye kumdu kaab zula de na mikten mangbo yorwa.
And so one just has that understanding, then just has that recognition and just naturally rests. And then also there are all of these different methods for meditation or for what to focus on. There's meditation with a basis and without a basis, different kinds.
Lune tang semne ni sin da lujen ne deyang han chung na nam nang chue dun de zu cha ne de gu gu re dine lu zu ya bu yo ba la ten ne ane sem lu de la za dang lung yo re ne za gen na la chao zhue na lung zhue na de zu ya bu zhu ba la ten ne ten de na lo la sem de da lung na shen re ane sem de yang salwa ten ba yong gu yo re.
And so in order to have good meditation, says there's the way that both the body and the mind should be at rest. And so for the body, there's what's called the posture of Vairochana, the seven aspects of the posture of Vairochana. But if one is seated in that posture, then there are all the channels in the body through which let the air and blood flows, and so then they will flow well, and as a result of that, then the mind will just naturally become clear and stable.
Then din du ane chasing ki chabes nala den del lula tiks topa semla chars ta din du ane luki shudan de zoyang yabu kugure den din yang ta dhamma ta tsirwa majeba jene Luigi to Dante so young, Dewa, Yangba, Lubosum, Sangu, Segure.
Silva?
La. Dewa, Yangba, Luba, Tamba, Silva, member. Take Tamsamata, Utsuk, the member.
Dewa, Yangba, Salwa.
Dewa, Yangba, Luba.
Luba. And, then, so it says that in that way, through this auspicious posture of the body, as in dependence on, through that, then the mind will be very relaxed, won't be any tight or tense, and so it'll be the mind will be relaxed and blissful and spacious.
The din do some la, ane, lu debosha met desayabu marina, the neck angbana, jabna, semke, city, come yapuch, jabkoto, some city on do, and a lu ranching dam drogure, dam drodu, and a madeba chayon gure.
Then sometimes, if one doesn't have a good place to sit, one isn't able to sit well, and one is in the mind, one is thinking, I've got to meditate, and the mind becomes very tense, then the body becomes very tense, so it becomes uncomfortable and unpleasant.
Tachik lüdiya ku yangbo drabo, tene tende yuena, subu yangbo drabo, debo drabo yuena, di gyun ringbo la tete gure mana yangchik, subu di pe chiku chenbo drabo, ten desa desu pusu tokbo drabo, ta tende yuena, tene yangchik gyun ringbo la tete gu mare, kom la parche cha gyore. Kongta, then a condare. That's Lubutte, Samsam Langan, Jegu Chembo, Kaleka, Jegu Chembo Chagura, the name of Sputte, that's exciting Yoba, or Yangbo Yoba. Then the desert is a Busutobo member, Ku Yangbo, Yangbo, Yangbo Yoba, Kamba, Kambo Shalsam, the Nitzilgona Kaleka, we
move on him
to draw. Then the dam, that's that, and that is a somewhat tender, I'm related to Yangbo Yokare.
And then, So sometimes, you know, that the body feels like very heavy or like very disturbed and physically uneasy, or you're sitting in a very cramped place, not much room to sit, and then you know that in that situation, then the mind will not be able to, you know, relax and be at peace, and not be able to meditate for like a long time. And so it says in the practices of the Bodhisattva, it says, what is meant by shamatha, shine? So it means that one rests one's mind, one pointedly. So, for example, one can have the like a statue or the image of the Buddha, which is before one, and then one rests one's mind on that. Like one starts on the mind on the focused on the lotus, and then from the lotus and goes to the legs, and the legs to the body, in the to the arms, and then to the face, and then, you know, the eyes, and then the Ushnisha, the mound at the top, and so on, and then that will be like the state of shine without, you know, many thoughts arising. When a stable shamatha.
Tansem la ani namdo chuk chumbo mena shiwa lobo yona kibu yore penna gyatso la da tone dro drabo tang ma tone dro mara da kase cyclone drabo tang da gyatso palab ki churu yondi mi changma shekyo yore takyo yore namjun gyatso la takyo yore mara kare resna gyatso ki palab la takyo yore ta kangba te toge re mi te toge re thola tangge re lamnen karje takyo yore gyatso tang gyatso palab nye chikba re te palab la takyo yore gyatso la takyo yore tena shingi ngaran zo tene sem namdo shuk chumbo yore na doja shedang shuk chumbo yore na tene thokba jake re ta menda ta kangal changma teke re dinashenge ensem de shiwa lobo yona an nyokta mangbo yongi mare de de shine kom go kares.
So then if one has great, very strong thoughts, very powerful thoughts, then you know, the mind will not, and the mind is not stable and not peaceful, then it's like, you know, if you have like a cyclone, you know, coming in there, and there's the ocean becomes very frightening, so people will then become afraid of the ocean. So normally the ocean isn't frightening, but then they're afraid their house is going to be swept away, people are going to be swept away, and many things are going to be destroyed. But it's the same sea, you know, the same waves, but then it's frightening at that time. So in the same way, if one has very strong thoughts in the mind, then this causes oneself like trouble and difficulties. But if the mind is really like peaceful, in a state of peace, then that will not cause us any difficulties, trouble.
Dan shine yagbo shi yunas ane lagdong sere tamme tobe sheram de shine chö tamje tongbani yimba rangshin je matuba yimba dambar matuba yimba de ane sozo yakbo gomna lami mengala ten ne gomna ne yakbo chini she tubgirre hako tubgirre dina shingi ngaranzo makipa madeba sugindizo namdo dizo ya ne rangshindi kanyinba ngoshe tubgirre es.
And for if one has a good shamatha, then one can have the vipassana, the insight, which is like the wisdom of selflessness, the wisdom that realizes that all phenomena are empty, that they have no reality. And then one can meditate on like the instructions that one receives from one's lama. One can gain the understanding, and one can then realize that the nature of these thoughts that create unhappiness for oneself.
So boring, yeah. Da shine jangbo gomnes. Ane tarba tamje jembe goban topgirebe sena tarba zammana tamje jembe goban topdu mares krowale tatubje mares ta tan shine jangbage nyomung bo konen do gure shine ki
nyomung bo
nyomung bo deso chungro tang do gure chem ta na ta krowale tartu gu mares shine jangbage lenji minji tamme do bosharab go gu do sanje goban to be shine de sangmala yorwa chulu mangchela yosare ina yang an namba sanje bada menda chebar de karu yore jana tame to be sherab yeme la chebar yore.
So but can one attain liberation through just shamatha alone? Shamatha can, you know, diminish these the thoughts, the afflictions, but it can't bring liberation from samsara. That in order to attain that liberation, one needs to realize this wisdom, the wisdom of selflessness. You know, that the shamatha, attainment of shamatha, is something that one has in all the other traditions, like non-Buddhist traditions. So the difference between them and in Buddhism is that in Buddhism there is the realization of the wisdom of selflessness, and that's what brings liberation.
Shine gomne, korowale, taramatum nayang, ne, korwe judi karasna, letang, nyomongba, de, martes, shukjabemeba, chungjung, sene, wang yutang to wure, shinege, manen to wure, de net nam daughters, nebameba, so to wure.
And so even though shamatha cannot, you know, bring liberation from samsara, still it is able to reduce the kleshas, these afflictions, so that one doesn't go under fall under their power. One will cease to fall under their power. One can eliminate these kleshas that are at the root or the source of samsara.
Ta shine gi teng la ane lak dong tam he to be sheram de yena ane si bi zawan de tup tup gire me ba su tup gire che tup gire.
So if one has, on the basis of the shamatha, if one has a vipassana, then one will be able to eliminate the root of the source of samsara, of ordinary existence.
That's a bit sawa de ngare re esna, korwe sawa marikpa re, ane marikpa de, ane, meba taya la kare kom gores na tongi kom gore ana lag tong kom gore.
So the root of existence, well, what is it? It is ignorance. And so what do we need to so that we can eliminate that ignorance? What we need is to have this realization of emptiness. One needs to have the insight of vipassana.
Tan din du anichi lakdung gombara jeba la tangbo shine gogiris takarisna tsawe tsikna la shine rabdu tembis shine yang takba tang maden na lakdung tangme tobi shera de Chula cheye kala kabo yores. Tenta indu ondo shine jingminji kogitu.
So, in order to meditate on vipassana, then first one needs to have shamatha, and one needs to have the stability of the shamatha meditation. And if one doesn't have that stability of vipassana, then one won't be able to develop the vipassana and the wisdom of selflessness. So, therefore, first of all, one needs to develop the shamatha. So, in order to overcome like the kleshas and the afflictions, one needs to have the wisdom of vipassana, and then that is able to like defeat the kleshas, eliminate the kleshas.
Today I'm speaking very slow. Why? Sometimes translators all complain to me, talking too fast. And before we come here, I show him some movie. He said, "Oh, you're too fast." Only compare with the Kelsab Rinpoche. For that reason, I try to speak very slow.
You're going way too slow. speed up. This is still much slower than Joseph.
Is it? You want me to speak very fast?
Very fast. Fast as you can.
That's
how you said the business can't even do it. No problems.
No problems. Tang around so ani nyamshala dedu kabla nyomong batamje kon ento batang samsam dene nyomong ba ngwe simbatang namdong ngwe simbandi yonggyu yore ani jetob je kapsula ta daily life la kari pengere slamne yore ani jetob je kabla tembatan sheshin de ani yakbojine kyonggok yore komde majongna dene
So when rests in meditation, you know, one can overcome these kleshas, and then one can recognize have the recognition of these thoughts, and then but that's something then one needs to maintain, and to maintain also in the post meditation state to have the recognition of the thoughts and the understanding. So one needs to become familiarize oneself with it and become habituated to that and maintain it. Otherwise, the understanding one gains becomes lost. It will vanish, it will disappear.
Tang aranzu nyumba segindi kurwa thoma mebane komdedu tene lamsang korangi shiwandu chweki wangjamana neng anzu rangwang meba tabachure tati indi rangwang yobache la nyamshala te chetobla tene tembo dan shishingi kyongore tembo segindi na pecha kashina la pekare shana police la pecha gyore tabache chunju tisuna la ane tembo sende suwa ta ko namdo ngemba chosam choma song tanga tena kom na marabo tuam mandu takende tembo sena hago ne sheshinde ane police ta tema mati suwa de ta tegere ko songi mare kuma chakba de ko kuma kabato song kareche song dada kabato kutu yangso ja tegere song yongende suyo songgere sena police tangne ta suwa de police lor oye kote te chegita tena tila rosla tena lakbala cha kyanne timtangere tena sheshinge hako ba chegore temba ki tena nga namdobe shiwaan chokitu mindu ta kom dan talto temda ta se tangore
temba police sheshin suwa
Temba Soa, Sheshin Place.
So throughout beginning less samsara, we've been so habituated to having these thoughts. We become so used to having these thoughts that we are like under their power. So to cease being under their power, they want us to have this meditation to recognize that these thoughts are coming. So we do that in meditation, and then also in post-meditation. One needs to have this mindfulness and awareness of that the thoughts are arising, that we are not falling under their power. And so it's said in the texts, like the Bodhisattva Charyavatara, it says that this mindfulness and awareness, these are like spy and the police. So you have the mindfulness that's like the spy, it's like keeping a watch and seeing what's happening, what thoughts are arising or not, like keeping an eye on a thief or seeing if somebody's going to do something. So that is like the spy, and then the mindfulness is like the police that then come and arrest them. So you recognize that these thoughts are coming up, and then one doesn't fall under their power. So it's like awareness and mindfulness is therefore said to be like this spy that keeps a watch out to see what thoughts are coming, and the mindfulness like the police that then arrest them and stop oneself from going under their power.
Tan cham cham la ngan zu shukdil ki pesha gyo re.
Shukdil.
Shukdil.
Rolling the paper. Ta rolling jine shaa shaa na. Ani open jine ya rolling cha to gruwa. Ta ngan zu nyom mba te gom gom nye ge. Tine tenpa dan she shing ge. Tine gyun du ten gore ma na. Kabre kabre ten na la sa ge ma re. Then nyom mba wang du gyo ro re. Ma shugu kachina ya gyuru ma kachina then dora nen tabje mangbo jena then ko ya tog mara kole ko tene charo ro.
So we are like a roll piece of paper that's been rolled up. So if you open it and let it go, it just rolls back again. And so with this mindfulness and awareness, it's not something that one just does for a short while, because we are so habituated to these thoughts. It'll be just like the paper, it just rolls back again. So one just like with the paper, to keep the paper flat from rolling back, we have to do a lot of things. We have to put stones on it and press it so that eventually it won't roll back. So in that same way, one has to keep maintaining this mindfulness and awareness so that one doesn't revert to this tendency of thoughts.
Sam sam yanga tenje bayo teng la modu tang ne to tene yang sem de pe bu zo to bo jina tong to ge ngang ga yor da yang tamba dan shi shin de ta teng gore de na yang environment la tung gore is and you are driving and I'm at now awareness mindfulness no watching left and right keep driving then get accidents.
I really got that, yes.
Yes,
got it. I think they got that.
I'm not sure. You lost your job.
You mustn't have mindfulness and awareness when you're don't have mindfulness and awareness. Chidang yorwa.
Chidang yorwa na kapdu dilla. Ina da ye yun la mada ne kapdu jang bada de na kala ko yorwa. Musu tok ba ro.
So usually cuz one mustn't be too forced. So so because this is really driving, one has to look to the right and left and not just be focused right just on front. So like when you're going to a crossroads, you need to be able to look either side to see if something is coming, not just go straight ahead.
So shall we stop here? Questioning answer? I'm not sure I can answer or not. So many of you and the answering person is only one. I don't know. Time's up is at 30. I saw in the schedule. Okay. Any questions? Maybe everybody well knowing, that's why no questions. I either doesn't understand anything, no questions. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Peter.
Would you say that at first, when somebody first starts meditating, that it might need to be a little bit of aggression, a little more force? You know, they use the expression of wrap the pig on the snout. In order to prevent thoughts from coming, you might be a little bit more aggressive, a little more strict, a little bit more sharp at first, and then as you go along, there'd be more relaxation. Would that be true?
Excuse me, mister.
You know, it's in the tempo gong, it's a chuk chur of your head.
And the talk about them, the Nakalakabo Chagre, Nyombo Chagre, Subunaba Chagre, Semmajibo Chagre, and then got Nakabre Cabre Tarik, but it's in it, Damne, Uzu Jamne, Kumgores.
And so the Gampopa said that in his, or he's got the garland of jewels of the Supreme Path, that for the beginner, that they have to make an effort and be. Forceful
needs to be
diligent and forceful and strict in the beginning.
In a yandela exciting manner, then a gagging getula, then a tubutang banashin tang dena, meba mention to sit in a young commissaratula checking mare.
And but if it's like a teacher forcing a pupil to do something, you know, then it becomes unpleasant. One will have no, if one is too forceful, then one will have no aspiration, lose the wish to do it.
Excitement, gogudu, exciting.
One needs to be excited about meditation.
Okay, please go ahead.
Yes, it's like that.
Reto Mebogore, Sambula, Rewatan, Embola Toba, that's the Namdo, the Embaresha, Nakom Kechukumindu, Takom Jabtukumindu, Sane, Namdo Keson, Namdo Treson, Sane, and this Tujare, Sane, Samdo Kumindu, Tanga, Yang, Tan Namdo Mindu, Tape Yabutu, Sane, Yabula Rewatan, the name Chigla, Tuburi, Sane, the Reto Meba, Namdo Kankeson, Oshene.
So meditation should be without hope and fear. You know that, not thinking, I'm having thoughts, so I can't meditate. That's not good. That it's bad to be having thoughts, and then not thinking, you know, this is good. I have good meditation because you know I'm not having any thoughts. So not to think in that way, not to have either that fear or hope, that instead just to recognize whatever thought arises and for the mind to be just naturally at rest.
So then you want to disengage an emotional response to those thoughts.
Oh, emotion. The nanamto de la, it's an emotional response, and it's a shimpadao. Yes, that's right. So one shouldn't have that, or you see, like or dislike to the thoughts that come up.
Okay. Oh my gosh. That kind of sick, has it? No, no, never.
Cassila, just no, no, gum, gum, jam, muscle. Come to treat it, sir. Cassila, sunny gum, jump, or song. Shenda, Chichina, sang my jitter.
Oh my god. You have to be put diligent. Da chidang gom sarpa uwa deso, da lune namnang chudun deso ne Ningbo deso saane, da chidang ki changna Tene tabdeki mendo samsu, da yang re-reshin de shude na Choshirayi mendo samsu Namnang chudun deso Tene da semne deso Zozo de rangbabla shayere Tene rangbabla ne matumna Tene ngarang zu ten tabshe mangbo yore daki kongdu tenpo sanji chomden degi guden la mikden je drapo dang. Andi mena yang uk la mikden je drapo dang. Da ten yu temet kabre ten la samlo dang. Kabre ten meba jene sende rangbob shayi dupda tenre jene gomgo yore reme jene.
So when one meditates that, you know, in chut funkan just... rest naturally. I mean, there's the, you know, the instructions for the physical posture, you know, the seven aspects of the posture via Rochana. But we'll go through, you know, a bit awkward to go through all of those now, but the main thing is the instructions for the mind, that if you can, one just have the mind just naturally at a natural state of rest. And if one can't, then there are many different other methods for meditation. Like I said before, you know, can focus the mind or rest the mind on a image of the Buddha or on the one's breathing. And so one can do like meditation with a support or rest the mind on something or without a support where the mind just is naturally at rest.
That's also the and same day mind budget and then Jingoki Wando Yang Maku budget Riba dancing wala native tagore tene taking a shy of tagore.
And so the mind should be without not be distracted and without being either agitated or state of dullness. But in a state of like clear awareness, we just rests in that.
Maje chirang zun nam nang chudun jesar duye maje ningbo de zara tiwa pa tang go zara.
Chirang ki gongsala. But you probably once, you know, long time practitioners that will know the seven aspects of the posture of Vairochana, so maybe he's going to ask you what they are.
I wonder, dictation is one, all practitioners. That's dinan ne namnan chodun jadu gala ne zo anda chi migi tadang de zo la des gechen bo indo samgi tu ngarang gi.
So amongst these seven aspects of the posture Vairochana, the it's the really important one is the gaze, the eyes.
Dangan zo migi de zo da ta yong du gala da kashin na la tomba kang gi pala ta me chok tom gang sam la ta la yore khajana la sor shi gi nam kala ta la yore ta den de yin du kan la kan dar kan de na ga le me ba jene mi de lu lu ta den de jene ta go go yore ta tek bo mem ba do na mang bo mi chum ne go go yore ane nga ran zo ta la ma la sol wa ta den de ji da ko ji han cham do sim je den de khaji du mi chum ne la de zo kerim sal da de tam sam mi chum na ne han ji Salbun number charyala pentogure, then a com jabdi so so de young Namdo Mambo Tuguna, let on Boba Sumna digito de and so Momati make the shira mazumbajene. Made it in a rangba, ranshin, then a tane, then a tegudo.
So, in the this instruction for the eyes, then in some texts it says to look like one span, it's about 6 feet in front, space in front of one, or some say like 4 finger widths in front, but where one without just in a relaxed, without force, without any force or hardship, just looking, gazing in that way. And in the so like in the lesser yana, it's taught you know to meditate with the eyes closed. But in this tradition, that sometimes if one is like praying to the Lama or meditating on a Yidam deity, then sometimes it helps then to have the eyes closed for a better meditation. But otherwise, in this kind of meditation, that unless maybe for a beginner who's having lots of thoughts, maybe it will help to have the eyes closed. But generally speaking, it's said that one's eyes should be open, just gazing, just peacefully, the eyes just and naturally, just in a relaxed way.
That does it, Jinja, Tagarta, Sandam Jinchan, so Chala Latanare, Milatanare, Yulatanare, make the country tagger, Tendishka, and the Harantana Jigito, make Chimbo Tango Mindu, Kongo Savanashing, make Chungjung Nikoro, and the Sumgo Mindu, Namjim make and it, I get in the Tana and Jigito.
And so the way that the, you know, the eyes just how the eyes normally are, the eyes are normally are when you are looking at things. So just like that is fine. The eyes don't need to be wide open as if you're, you know, like really furious someone, or kind of closing as if you're falling asleep. Just naturally as the eyes would be.
Ta chidangi tongbala ta sene dene ta sagi yul chik temba chuba yang tsingiyo mare dene ta gengi sheba tiyang dene chik rangshin tila kare yuna tila tsinzi dente yakbu, dubu, semara tsima mezheba chene ta tsam chene degangla shak shak uyo re mingdi.
And then so one is looking without any fixation on things as being real, whatever it is one sees, and you know, with oneself, the one who is looking doesn't have that thoughts of thinking, you know, identifying things and thinking, well, this is good and this is bad and so on. One is just looking without any of the kind of identification or attachment.
Then kabre kabre yang chil sem kar sore chimajimek then didan yam do sem de yam do ma do ne le le chen de do ne de ne chi yam do ma ne song sam de gal sha tum na ya bu do.
As for someone who is you know, in beginning meditation, then it's good also like to, you know, when you swallow and together with that swallowing, feel that the mind is coming to rest. So that can be is helpful.
So one is like
resting the mind, or it's not like one is like when one places a stone on a surface, or a, you know, or a flower petal on a surface. There's nowhere that you are putting the mind. There's no place that for to place your mind. It's just the mind is just naturally coming to rest, just being relaxed without anywhere that you are putting it. So in the beginning, so when you're beginning with that, one can't stay resting in that way for a long time. So one just keeps repeating it, you know, and rest the mind, then thoughts come up, and then again you rest the mind. And so when one keeps repeating these short periods of these short times of resting.
Tan le dangbo bo ndi dangbo ni tene chuzu jing ni gom jam na tene kaleka, tene nyob, subuna, semdachi, yanane, tene chingwa ta mube wanda shun, tomdom cha, ta tene chidu yane, chima gom labda, ah, tita da, yabu yomare, samde tuwa meba chagere, nene tisu tungtung la, mang so chamna, tene gom labda, gom ni teba, nene tuwa yoba chingwure.
So if in the beginning one starts meditating for an hour or 2 hours, then that'll be like, it will find it very difficult and like boring, and you know, get physically uncomfortable, and the mind will become very like dull and sleepy, and you'll lose any, you know, enthusiasm for meditation. You'll feel, oh, you know, I don't want to meditate, meditation's not a good thing to do. So in the beginning it's good to just have very like short periods of meditation. So, and do, if it's just a short time, then it becomes easy to do, easier and pleasant, and it'll develop one's interest and enthusiasm, you know, for doing meditation. If one does just a short time, but a great number of short times of meditation.
excitement yongre tende yona kom chapte langre tende tende chene tende kom kompel to togre kom majamna mengorang kom sne tende yangne yang kom go go re te mana chik kom bala kom slag mare.
So if one does it this way, you know, in a great number of times, short times, then that will increase one's liking or enthusiasm or excitement for meditation. But one says meditation is like habituation, so something meditation means something that is done over and over and over again. So if one is not repeating it and doing it again and again, then that can't be called meditation.
Lasso, any other questions? I have no answers. Just meditate, quiet. Thank you, Peter Rafet Allen.
My apologies.
You have a question?
Yes, why am I here?
You are talking too much. So no question, shall we dedicate? Rave kove chengam su pendante wa malu chongwene chere se wan ten zen ja zoi sha pe se den ba tu ten. Chetta parang chun chi ki kyo tu sun ki kuru shen karama bai san sum turu che kyan su rab den che da ye ten le le Ten lay Thank you. I hope you guys not boring. So, good night. Good night.